KPFK Los Angeles.
Yes.
And this is Ed Prohl talking with Fred Azad on the music of Azerbaijan. We've just heard a traditional music formed into a classical...
Originally, yes. Originally, all of these melodies are folk music. That's how come it's very easy to understand and enjoy for Azerbaijani people. And that's the way he did that.
And done with full symphony orchestra.
Yes, yes. And also, I should mention that Niyazi, that was conducting, his nephew also, he is also like the composer, self-educated conductor.
Mm-hmm.
He was forced to become a conductor because nobody was around that can conduct. So
I see. So we're really hearing pioneers.
Yes, like the first conductor that conducted, he could not read notes. So
you have also collected and brought and are about to present more traditional folk.
What I really have collected basically is regarding the history of music of Azerbaijan.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first, for example, opera singer on 78, for example. Okay, so those people that have had really important impact in the growth of the Azerbaijani culture. Because their music
When you say opera singer, you mean a Western type opera singer?
Yes, Western type opera, you see. Because those days... there were nobody to have heard of about opera, what's going on, what's opera. So this man could introduce gradually to people that this is another form of art. Mm-hmm. And using traditional forms and traditional singing, then gradually he changed, he started bringing more Western style of opera, but based on folk melodies of Azerbaijan. Mm-hmm. So, like Shokat Mamadova, the first woman singer that goes to Italy to be educated.
What year was this?
It's
what decade?
It's about on 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, on 20s. And then Bülbül Mahmadov, that some of our listeners have heard his aria singing.
Do you approve of the westernization of Azerbaijani music?
They are not totally like Western style. There's still those kind of domestic vibration that we heard some of that in the beginning of this part when this man was singing. You could see some kind of vibration is typical of that music of that region singing.
Well, are both traditions at this point encouraged? Is there training in the older, more traditional culture as well as the Western?
See, that kind of Eastern style of singing is more active in Soviet Azerbaijan, even we compare it with Georgia and, for example, Armenia, that they are just located next to each other.
Yes.
And the reason is because of this man, Üzeyir Hacıbekov, because he wrote about 10... operas and musical comedies. So just performing this is something. Then he set this ground in different fields, and this opera was that. So after him, the other composers, like Fikret Amirov, for example, is a very well-known composer. Next week we are going to have some music from him. One of his early works is an opera. Karagarayev, another famous Azerbaijani composer, will hear his music today. One of his early works was opera, like the father of the music started with opera. So there are so many Azerbaijani operas that they are based on folk music of Azerbaijan.
Was there a musical tradition in Azerbaijan of singing these folk tales?
We will hear a man later on. They are called Aşıks. And these Aşıks are village singers. And they sing all of these legends. They call it Dastan, means story. So they perform, they play, and they tell what's going on, and they use some of that while they're singing, those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the way, now we are going to have in this part one of those aşıks that also in villages they tell all of these legends.
Yeah, a traditional epic singer.
Epics, yeah. So, and also Hacıbekov's operas are, many of them, based on this aşık music, that is village music, and really is the backbone of Azerbaijani culture's music.
Great. So we're going to hear a series of various musical styles. Music. So there's one epic singer.
Yes,
and what
one
are the
epic.
Others?
Indeed, there's two of them. The first one is a song by a composer called Hüseyinli, and Ramiz Guliyev is a very fine tar player, and he plays tar with Leyla Khundova on piano. And the second one is...
Again, the tar is a soundboard instrument.
Yes, the tar is, you know, the main popular folk instrument Azerbaijan, yes. And the second one is a song by Ashok Shakir, or Ashok Shakir, the same person that I said, they're village singers. And also they say the poetry. So we'll hear this song from Ashok Shakir. It's called To My Beloved, Gözalime, in Azerbaijan. And then we'll hear another Ashok, but this man is instrumentalist, and he plays an instrument is similar to tar, but less strings on it, and it sounds different, and it's called saz. They call it saz. And right. The piece is called Nakhchavani. Nakhchavani is the area over there. That's kind of autonomous region. So the song is related to that area.
Great.
And the fourth one is very moving, really fast Azerbaijani dancing that is very famous in the whole region of being a fast dancers. So we'll end up this selection by that fast dance by folk instruments, with folk instruments.
Great. So we'll come back to the studio in about 20 minutes. In the meantime,
hopefully.
Some of the more traditional sounds of Azerbaijan.